What time is it?
Game time.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman.
Oh, no.
Bugger, the battery's gone flat again.
He's still running with that. He's still sticking with that.
Oh, here we go.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday Rush Hour. We've got rain on its way, and it's a putrid day out there for a Tuesday, the 22nd of June. Hello to you, Greg Blewett, and Bernie Vince, welcome. And real funny, Heyday, real funny. My car did break down. I had a battery problem.
That's why you were late on Saturday.
And you're still taking the
hang on. If your car starts, your battery's fine. So did it start, or did it not get out of the shed? So you either what are you sticking with?
You actually came clean yesterday.
Yeah,
the battery
was flat.
No, you said
that means your car didn't start then. So how far did you get when it conked out?
Oh, I got stuck on Henley Beach Road.
Oh, did you? So the battery was fine.
Can I just say, chaps, this rain is overdue for our beautiful state. Now
we had a heap last week.
Last week we had a record week.
It's been the wettest June so far. In about 30 years.
No, well, I checked.
So we had 50 mil in about
20. I went on Willy Weather.
Yeah.
Which is.
That's a good one. That's what I've got.
Yeah. Is that what the farmers go on?
Yeah, they do.
So
most reliable. Bomb. Yeah. Bomb run.
What do you call it?
Bomb.
How do you spell it?
Bureau of Meteorology.
Yeah.
B-O-M.
It's what?
B-O-M.
BOM.gov.au.
It's what everyone uses, basically.
Yeah. Is that what the golfers use, is it?
Yes.
Well, your weather app, you told us, is going to be 13 on Saturday. You're only 4 degrees out.
It's what all the TV stations use, all the radio stations.
It's pretty right.
Get on it.
And if you want to know the weather here locally, you shouldn't have your weather set in Brisbane, because that will be wrong.
Didn't Biggles do that once?
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah, he did down a boundary. Yeah.
So at the moment, the conditions are pretty good after some hectic rain throughout the afternoon. About 30 minutes ago, it came down pretty heavy, but it's dry out there at the moment. Deck a little bit slippery, but not too bad. So no rain on the forecast for the rest of the night, but hopefully it stays dry, lads.
Good on you, Red Biglands.
And it's coming down.
Red Biglands told us no more rain for the night. He's on the money. What are we, 1 minute in and it's pouring. Biggles the weatherman. And it is peeing down. Gee whiz. Can we go down to Red Biglands? Biggles, is it raining at the Adelaide Oval?
Or is he drowning?
Yeah, the first thing to do is make sure you read the right weather report. I read Melbourne's. It was clear. Adelaide, torrential rain. It is thick down here at the moment.
Dumb, thick ruckman you are.
What a chunkhead.
He said there's storms.
Oh, yeah, well done, Biggles.
Big Paddy Swayze.
No wonder we can't hide you. Well, we're trying to hide you. Now, big show coming up. Who have we got on the show, Gregory?
Tommy Jonas.
Nice.
So we'll check in, see how Port's going. Robbie Gray, unfortunately, has he got under the knife?
Today, I think.
Today?
Yeah, he went in and saw the surgeon yesterday. So 8 weeks minimum, but he'll take a few weeks to get going again, fitness-wise. They reckon he'll be back before finals, but you want him to get a few games in. You don't want to bring him in for a final.
Yeah, but class players don't need much.
Yeah, I know. And they can't win it without him, so they need to get him right.
Well, that's a big call.
They can't.
That is a very big call.
I don't think they can.
And it's a Tuesday, which means Bernie's beef. Bernie's beef.
When you said it's bad weather for a Tuesday, what? Tuesdays normally good, are they?
No, not at all. It's just look at how.
Yeah, I know. But you said it's bad weather for a Tuesday.
Cold.
Well, it's winter.
It's winter.
Yeah. He thought that was helping his argument.
Now, you've got a drive-by on your forehead. Have you been concussed? What happened in the last 24 hours?
I haven't been concussed.
What's happened?
Well, It looks like I've been to war, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was sitting there watching TV.
So what the hell happened?
There watching TV and Harvey's throwing things around. Oh. He's throwing things around a lot at the moment. Yeah. I said, Harvey, stop throwing them. Olivia's there. Yeah. Stop throwing them.
Yeah, dangerous. Okay.
That kept throwing them. He's throwing matchbox. He picks up his matchbox car, which have got sharp edges.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sort of half watching TV, half watching him because there's objects going everywhere.
Okay.
Remind me back when I was in Vietnam.
That's how bad it was, right?
Yeah. Anyway, I saw that something was heading my way. And I turned late, and all I saw was it was a Grand Prix car with a sharp little fender on the front.
Right.
Bang. Got me flush.
flush on your forehead.
Flush right in the forehead. And you know when you go, oh.
Because you've got a big forehead. You could land a plane on that forehead.
Well, yeah, well, yours starts at the top of your eyebrow and ends at your, well, your ass.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Goes all the way back
down. The crack of his ass.
Actually, your hairy back's where it ends.
I don't have a hairy back.
I was going to say,
I have a hairy ass.
And I don't have a hairy clack at all.
We've actually got footage of Bernie Vince getting hit in the car, in the head with the car.
Bringing him off. Well, he's holding his head, he's bending over, looked like he's dry reaching, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't good for half.
No, but then
then what happened?
I reacted, like flicked me. Yeah, like, he did. Hey, sit down, time out, timed him out. He quite enjoys time out now because he's in there a lot.
he actually
brings some things to play with me. I've had to take them away. Yeah. Anyway, sitting in there and then...
He's got a stash for time out.
He slips things under the carpet. He brings a rug up. There we go, time out again. Anyway, Abby walks back into the rooms. What happened to you? I said, what do you mean? I sort of half forgot. I had blood trickling down into my eyebrow. From this, cut me open. I was like, oh, I felt like it got me a bit. Harvey threw a car at me. And she just started laughing. So what do you think Harvey's done? Straight back to the car, started pounding him again. You can't laugh at that behaviour.
He's under control.
I knew he got it from his
mother. Have you done a concussion test?
I don't feel like I need one, Greg.
Very soon, we're going to be getting Bernie's beef. Tom Jonas comes in and Bluey's got some up his sleeve, all on the rush hour.
What's my name?
Ditz.
Triple M.
Who's this, Roo? Who's that?
I think Brad Ebert's got a helmet you can borrow.
Are we in Melbourne?
Yeah. Triple M. He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
Oh, that's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And this year, please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie
Bluey
in Jars, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Good afternoon, young Tommy. Thanks for joining us. Port Adelaide's defence is the backbone of that side, and you all played well against a very average Gold Coast on the weekend. You must have been pleased just to get the 4 points. You sit fifth, and you're 9-4.
Yeah, once again, we've probably beaten a team that we expect ourselves to beat and played some good footy and probably, you know, more consistent and able to do it sort of for four quarters. So that was pleasing.
What did you take out of it, though, mate? Because, honestly, I was at the game, obviously, and it just looked like a training run at some stages. It was men against kids.
Yeah, I think got to give us a little bit of credit there. You know, we went up there with a point to prove after coming off another disappointing loss and we're able to string some good footy together and dominated the contest and probably rectified a bit of the ball movement stuff, which has been giving us a little bit of grief in recent weeks.
How important is Scotty Lysett to your side, Tommy?
Yeah, he's a big beast that sort of just gets us going. And even after the long layoff, he was able to back up where he sort of left off. So it was good to have him there and working really well in tandem with Pete because he obviously played some pretty good footy while Scoot was out.
Hey, Marshall back this week after concussion. What does your forward line look like? Because all of a sudden, all the tools are back and there's going to be a tough decision to be made.
Yeah, well, we're running out of bodies down at Alberton, so I think it'll be nice to have Toddy on deck and there might just be a bit of a reshuffle, so one of them might play a little bit higher. So obviously Robbie goes out and he's a really good one-on-one player and contest player, so he's not, you know, whilst Toddy's probably not quite the calibre of Robbie Gray. He's pretty good on the ground and also good in the one-on-one. So it's probably a like-for-like there.
What did you say then? Was it Robbie Gray or Gay?
Hey, come on. Is that Bluey, is it?
Well, I thought...
I thought you... Don't get us started, Bluey. I know some of your form. Rocky keeps me up to date, mate.
Tommy, I've made 3 mistakes in 5. Jars makes 3 in a minute. What about him?
3 and the rest.
When you're new kid on the block, you just got to...
New kid
that
on the block.
That is spoken like a Sorry true man, leader. Tommy. Well done, Tommy. Give it to him. He was potting you off air too,
yeah,
Bluey.
He was there. What were you whacking Tommy for?
I wasn't whacking Tommy.
You reckon Ollie
Wines
should be the club captain. Well, that's what you're saying to us.
Tommy, I'm going to give you the chance. On your way back from the game against the Gold Coast, you had Bernie Vince sitting right amongst you blokes. Tell us about his behaviour.
On the can.
He was just checking we all had our masks on, but I helped him do a little bit of his research for the week. There's no surprises at the top of his game Saturday night. Instead of being on the beers like he used to be.
Wow.
Was he drinking on the way back?
I was going to, but then I was around elite company, so I couldn't.
Elite.
I sat next to Vossi, told him what job he should go for and stuff next year.
Did you?
And, yeah. He wants me to come with him.
as an assistant.
He does. I said, what job do we want? No, Collingwood, Carlton, not the Gold Coast, but they'll all be available.
Tommy, Connor Rosie. Connor Rosie, really good to find a bit of form now. And I know it was against, obviously, young emerging Gold Coast, but his intent and his want was outstanding. And it's good timing for young Rosie because you need him up and about for finals.
Yeah, and he probably copped a couple of whacks and maybe unfair on a young player. But the last 2 weeks, he certainly turned that around and bounced back. He obviously had the goals on the board against the Cats and then to see his pressure and his rip and a couple of smothers and those sort of things is really exciting from your young forward. So good to see Rose going well and getting, you know, a few pats on the back as he deserves.
What about Motlop's game? 26 touches, 2 goals. He gave one off. He got one taken off him in the goal square. That's one of the better games I've seen him play. And not just the offensive stuff, but his defense stuff was better.
Yeah, he's walking around with a chest puffed out, smiling like he just shook out this week. So
another one I sat
couple
next
of clips. Yeah, that's it. A couple of clips popped up in the team meeting, so he's feeling pretty good. But Mites is like that every week. He's always working as hard. It's just a matter of us getting his hands. And we know he's a quality user, so the more the better. But it's good to see him get a few rewards as well.
Would Ollie Wines be winning the Brownlow medal?
Ooh. Yeah, well, we certainly have our BNF under wraps at the moment. And, yeah, he'd be up there in the Brownlow as well. So he's having a great year, getting plenty of agate and using it reasonably well as well.
Talking to Hey Diddle, Tommy Jonas, before we let you go, Travis Boak has revealed Port players wrote heartfelt letters to each other as a bonding session for the team. Did you ever write a lovely letter to a, you know, to a friend or a teammate? What did you say?
Yeah, I think I might have given Hearts here a pat on the bum. Obviously, being a good mate, he's been a great support. So it's all about just a bit of connection and getting closer as a group and understanding you know, that we appreciate each other and what we do for each other. And also, yeah, just learning a bit more about each other.
He wrote me a letter on the plane, TJ.
Tommy did he?
Yeah.
Stop fire.
See you, mate. Good luck this weekend against Sydney.
It wasn't me.
See you, boys.
Tommy Jonas on the Russia. On.
Can I just say, Jars, your line of questioning, unbelievable. That's what headlines are made out of.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Breaking news.
Tommy Jonas has responded to Andrew Jarman. Did you write a letter to your teammate? Or
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Breaking news.
Tom Jonas has responded to Andrew Jarman's hardline questioning. Do you need Connor Rosie up and about for the finals? Maybe even your leading question.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Breaking news.
Are you happy you won against the Gold Coast?
Oh, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
You led with that question.
Bloody Blewett's dumb question.
What was it? What was it?
Your first one.
What? Oh, he doesn't even know!
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So what do you think of the Bernie Speed?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Batten down the hatches, hold on to your hats. And Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Brief.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
No, I love Tuesdays because I love Burns Beef, Gregory.
So does Trumpy. He's running again too, Trumpy.
What?
He's running for president again, he reckons, in a few years.
You know what,
he'll
probably get back in.
Yeah.
Who's in your sights for Burns Beef?
Well, I touched a little bit on this yesterday, but I need to call it out a little bit more. Saturday afternoon, I will not get those 2 hours back that I wasted. In fact, it was more than 2 hours because I had to fly to the Gold Coast for the Port Adelaide Gold Coast game. I had to be at the airport at 8 o'clock. Yes. I didn't get or land in Adelaide until 9:40, home about 10 o'clock. So that's 14 hours I'll never get back.
Did you have a mask on?
Is he?
Did you have a mask on?
This is, we're live here.
Yeah, I know. Did you have your jab?
Oh, you know what would be jabbing?
No.
Your chin in a minute. The quickest way to lose weight, I asked Tom Cleary on the weekend, is to break your jaw. Because he lost 5 kilos in the first week. You're going the right way about that.
Who are you going to pile on?
Well, I think their president summed it up pretty well.
If I was allowed to say shithouse on TV, I'd say I was feeling completely and utterly shithouse.
Oh. Well, I can swear on this show, and you are f***ing shithouse! Absolutely. I just don't know what this club stands for,
Jazz. They're still developing.
Let me read you through some of this. They've been alive for 12 years.
Yes, Bert.
12 years too f***ing long! They've played 228 games for 56 wins, Jars. 170 losses.
Now, I don't know. Carlton, don't you f***ing laugh. You're heading down the same path. You're 157 years old in your shit house. St Kilda, they're all lining up. I tell you, the Gold Coast, they play North Melbourne this weekend.
Yes, Burn.
North Melbourne will s*** all over them. And they're at the bottom of the ladder in a basket case. They look like a top four side compared to this s***.
Oh, he's gone. What do you want
so that
to
got
do?
Me thinking, Jazz.
Yes, Bird.
Got me thinking, because they haven't sung their club song for a while.
Not a long time.
And it's a shit one anyway. So I come up with a few different versions, and I want you guys to have a think about it and choose one.
Yes, Bird.
Here's my first option. I gotta get out of this place.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you.
Yeah, yeah, great song.
Gotta get out of the place, so there's an option. Here's my second one.
I want to get away.
With the mask on, yeah. Well, all their play, all their good players, they fly away anyway. They piss off. Yeah, the whole club could piss off. Hey, do you reckon we could sell their stadium probably?
Okay. Ooh.
You reckon?
Yeah.
And pay for some of the f***ing debt that AFL pay for. What a dumb decision. But this one, Jars, this is my favourite.
Right,
this is going to be their new club song. No way. Get f***ing off. No way! Get the f*** off, Gold Coast! You're done! Shut up, Jazz! Put a mask on! Because then I can't hear you! Actually, shove it down your throat! Try and eat it!
Country Living Homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
You guys have stuffed up my golf day. You know that, don't you? Because the bump is now recorded
and released.
Your
priority should be this show.
On Listener on a Tuesday.
Works priority.
Used to be Wednesday. So why'd you change it?
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't.
Well, anyway, it's out now. It's Tuesday. You, Ditz, Limo, Roo.
No. I don't want to do the bump.
What do you mean?
No Limo.
Well, no Limo
us,
today.
They make us do the bump.
Yeah, and no Limo either today.
They make you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limo dogged us again.
Why is Blue doing the sell if he doesn't get told who's on and who's not?
That's right. But what I was told, it was a massive pile on today. You blokes just jumped on
pile
each other.
Absolutely.
Here it is.
It was ugly.
Tell you, hang on. I just want to play something that I heard Jazz say about me on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Bruce, footy knowledge is not that good.
Oh. You're joking.
Bloody hell.
How many skewers did you have the night before? Or cigars?
I've got a bit of info on this.
What have you got info on now?
Voice.
Late to the show, Ditz.
Yes.
Undisciplined.
Car broke down, Ditz, Saturday morning.
No, hang on, Jazz. Yep, your car broke down.
The brand new car you've got.
I didn't think it started.
The brand new car from an unlucky sponsor.
Wow.
The one that had a flat battery.
Broke down.
He said it broke down. Did it get going?
No,
or
different stories.
It's the two different stories. He said the battery was flat.
I've heard under the influence while on air.
Yes, had to get dropped off. Had to get dropped in.
You don't know about this yet, but...
it's like working
I think
with Bob
Dead
Francis.
Set Legends are getting investigated for a codes breach for
what have we done?
Couple of things that have been mentioned on the show.
Yes.
There was no swearing.
I agree.
There was no swearing.
Are you a professional or
yes,
not?
Yes, I am.
Am I like
no,
elite?
No,
well,
no.
Start acting like
I socialise with the elite.
Oh.
What about the best game you ever played? Like Ollie Wines has had 44 touches. What was the best game that you've ever played?
Under 14s, I played.
No, we're talking serious.
Oh, AFL.
Mickey Mouse. Well, AFL
under
14s,
captain
NFL.
Of Gaze, I was playing centre half back.
No, we just said
14
no.
goals.
We just said 14 that
goals
count.
From centre half back.
Yeah. Into the wind? No, just normal.
Didn't
back.
You just say so,
I played
no
like David
Mouse
Dench?
What about in SANFL or AFL? Well, you would have had a big game.
I don't know, Rupert.
Yes, you do.
You play your own videos all the time. Everyone
Come
knows.
On, tell us your
don't
best game.
Know. Honestly, don't know.
Bernie, what's your
best game? SANFL, I had 36 and kicked 6 one day against Sturt.
Oh,
I still couldn't get a game in the bloody A grade or for the Crows next week. But at AFL level, I had 41 and kicked 3 one day.
Well, that's pretty good.
What about you, Ditch?
Me?
What was your best game?
I played primary A's for St. Michael's. I kicked 10 against St. Peter's at St. Peter's Oval. And the following week, I kicked 10 against Ross Trevor at Ross Trevor.
Really?
Look at him. He's had a bit of a
10 against
2 weeks in a row.
Strutting and leaning forward at
her. 2 weeks in a row.
Aggressive.
Look at him.
Get
into the wine centre and celebrate. It was my fourth year in grade 7, though.
How many years did you spend in year 7, Charles?
I got asked to leave it here. What about you, Chuck? What about the opposite? There's a classic story. Nathan Buckley was famous for getting in the showers and saying, I had 28 touches today, you know. Right. He knew exactly what his stats were. And one day out at Elizabeth, and I was hanging around the change rooms, so I was a bit of a groupie, loved
watching
whatever,
him in the
gone
showers.
Out to see, not that. Used to listen to him chat. Anyway, they go around and Bucks goes, yeah, I had 32. And Martin Leslie goes, no, I don't know what I had. And then they looked at Ben Harris. How many did you have, Ben? Zero. And they all said, no, come on, how many did you have? He goes, no, I didn't touch the ball. Didn't touch. Well, they could not stop. They were all rolling around the floor in the end.
You know if you have none.
Yeah, he said he did not touch the
ball.
For the whole game.
You can't have none.
Yeah, one of the greatest blokes ever you've met in football, Ben Harris. Yeah. Yeah. And he was quite comfortable with it. He went, no, I didn't touch it.
He's comfortable.
Yeah, no, I didn't touch it today.
How did he rate his game? He gave him none out of 10.
And spoils for his mothers.
What about you, Rupert?
I don't know. I just
go down 7 in 2000. Rue, I think, had 41 touches and kicked 4 or 5. Yeah. So I think single-handedly dragged us back in the game.
There he is.
He kicks from 51 metres. And there's the answer. It's seconds flat.
And he's been the difference. 38 possessions to mark the shooto.
Hang on, how long does this go for? Half an hour? Are we going to put up with this shit anymore or what?
Just bring your own.
How bloody good is that?
And he's been the difference.
Hey, how many times have you played that fish?
The difference.
How can you bloody bring that stuff?
It's just self-promotion.
Hog. Absolute hog. Wouldn't pass the board ever.
Who was that talking?
Bungie.
What have you prepared that for, Jared?
You were very serious.
Is this just self-promotion?
Can we give Rue a new nickname now? The Diff?
Yeah. The Dick.
He was the difference.
Mm. What was?
Nah, you're a bloody beautiful player.
Acker called himself.
What did you have?
Extractor.
What did you have? What did you have in that
59
game?
59 and kick 9.
59?
No, hang on. What'd you have?
No.
38 something.
No. I was in the 40s. Jesus. No.
And kick what?
Don't understand me. Jesus.
Now, Graham Corns this week, Rue. What do you have to say?
Oh, that's right.
Well, what's happened?
Apparently, there was a breakfast show up at Mount Barker that the Snudley was a guest speaker for a breakfast.
Yeah.
And they asked him about the 90s.
Taking his glasses off.
Said that Graham Corns just said that Andrew Jarman cost him being a preacher. Oh.
He's off. Put your headphones back on.
He goes, Andrew Jarman, and he also said Sean Wren. Now, Rennie, if Rennie found out about this, he'd have kids.
What did Sean Wren do?
Must have missed one just before half time.
He took that great mark, remember?
Oh, the one that gets replayed?
He missed it.
And he missed it from the top of the square.
And I said to Rennie, try and hit the right hand post.
And what did he do? He hit it.
No,
he hit it.
Studley didn't say that. We're good mates, Stud. He couldn't have said that.
I think he might have.
You know who cost us that bloody little fathead, Mr. Noel Bickley, did that fart that afternoon.
Yeah, what do you call him? Little
Brown nose. Ask the coach about what he did, taking Hodges off.
Oh, hello.
Well, I'm not going there. Why not?
Because I think you're right.
Return fire.
Oof.
And not a...
Who won that one?
Jesus, but, well,
we did.
I think... I was going to say we may have gone down, but no, we never lose.
No.
And it's not like Mark Rusciuto not to talk about himself as well.
All thrown about that.
Yeah. And what about these stories spoke about old Studley?
Yeah. Graham Corns.
Saying you personally cost him a premiership. He could have been a premiership, AFL premiership coach.
In 93.
From one kick.
Yeah, okay. In the prelim final.
Yeah, so against Essendon.
I was 20 metres out.
You'd be straight back into therapy.
You were normally pretty good, Charles.
Normally.
Yeah.
I was 100% good.
But the moment got to you.
It wasn't the moment. No, it wasn't the moment.
What happened?
If you look at the record.
Yeah, but no,
middle
I did.
Name, my
I
middle
did.
Name's
that
called
kick,
Moment.
Point.
I did.
It was
I
lucky
at
to go through for a point.
Right. You know what? The goal umpire just got out of surgery. Both hammy tendons gone. Took off to the left.
All right. Now, so this is a pile on me again, is it?
No, it's not a pile on you. So Jars has respect for the AFL Thank community. You. Thank you.
Jars, where is he? Jarman in the bucket. He's oh, no! Oh, no! He's lost it in the lights again.
Oh, no!
It's time for him to be removed.
Oh, BT. EJ Witten game where I got the medal.
Oh, there it is.
And you did the voting.
And you did kick a good goal. Now, of course, we're living in a COVID world, right? And Jars, you lead the way, don't you? When we start the show, you come in here and you...
Wipes it down.
Wipes it down and... Yeah. What's
Ultras.
That? Did you
antibacterial wipes?
You purchased those yourself and brought them in.
The work, our, wipes? Our work gets them for everyone.
He doesn't buy anything blue. Mm.
All right. Well,
jeez, whack.
My wife Catherine is exactly the same, if not worse.
What
right?
buying stuff?
Just no. Every That's time a good the thing. Every time the boys come home, straight got to wash your hands straight away.
Yeah,
she's always cleaning. You know the car doors and all.
Yeah.
You know she's a bit of a. Bit
Clean
of a freak.
Freak.
Yeah, she is.
That's a good thing.
So so what happened, Byrne, was our TV is about 2 years old. And anyway, the remote control went on the blink the other day. So she went back to where we purchased from and said, listen, the remote's on the blink. And they said, no problems. We'll replace it.
Oh, that's
But
nice.
In the meantime, have one that we're using in the store at the moment.
Oh, no.
Does that work on other TVs?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It does.
Oh, dear.
So she's brought this thing home without me knowing about it. I didn't really know that.
She hadn't dunked it in. Oh, yeah, that one's not working.
No, I'm lying in bed that night trying to go to sleep, and I'm hearing all this rustling and what's going on here? And I get up, turn the light on, and she's got this remote control in a plastic resealable bag.
Get out. I don't want that.
Babe, what are you doing? She goes, well, it's, you know, thousands of people have touched this remote control. Yeah. I said, well, okay, so disinfect it, wipe it down a million times like you normally do. She says, I already have.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, it's still in the
this
bag.
Is brilliant.
It's still in the
this
You love
this.
Don't you?
I love
you
this.
Love this. So we've had it, this remote control still on order.
It's in the bag.
This has been going on for a week
this
and a half.
Great.
I'm trying to go to sleep each night, and she stays up and watching and just hearing this.
You know, like
she's like on Netflix trying to skip forward and
in the plastic
and just
bag,
mashing
in the
buttons
in the resealer.
Does she realise that like everyone that goes in the store doesn't change the channel? It's only the one person working there.
That's what I'm dealing with, boys. That's what I'm dealing with.
Now, if you got a question for the boys, send it through 0488 51047. Tim in Port Noarlunga. What's a question you always get asked by people that you are utterly sick of?
I'll go first. Who's the better Jarman?
How many times?
That's a pretty easy one to answer.
Every week.
Darren.
Every.
Did you ask that? Is that the question?
No, that wasn't the question. Charles
was
answering.
I was writing something down.
Who did you say? You said my brother.
Yeah. And then Riley. Then Maz.
Charlie. So, Timmy, that's the question I get asked all the time.
And you're sick of it?
And I'm uncomfortable with it.
Right.
Because I shouldn't, it's not my place to say who's the.
What is your answer?
I beg your pardon?
What's your answer?
I always say it's my brother.
What does he say?
But
he'll always say it's me.
What do you actually think inside your head?
Inside? It's my brother.
I can tell he's lying at me.
No, I am.
I get asked all the time, are you Pierce Brosnan? All the time.
Oh. And I'm
That's
you,
it. I'm not even
answering. You don't even
got to answer
that one, Ben.
No, I need to go
look like him. Spew up in a bucket. You are kidding. No, I just made that up, Jazz. I just made that
you
up.
You don't even look
really?
Like him.
Yeah.
Really?
Nah, it's Brad Pitt.
Oh. Oh. That's it. No more questions. Bernie's thrown the headphones. He's dry reaching.
That's why you're a chunky.
What a wanker. Yeah, well
said, and you, Stephen Mork, you must get
Stephen
Mork all the time.
Yeah, quick, let's finish the show before I whack this dickhead.
Or Dorothy out of the Wizard of Oz.
Jeez.
And I'm Chris Hemsworth.
What are you, that guy out of... I am Mini-Me.
Dr. Evil.
Oh, Dr. Evil.
Butterbean.
Butterbean. I hate that. Say it again, I'll crush your head.
Say it.
Butterbean.
Crush him.
just picks up his phone.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final facts.
Tuesday. Now, Bern, before you
what
start.
What were you pulling?
No, I pulled my T-shirt.
What?
I think that's pulled, what
is that,
that's
what, is that what you call it?
That's where you,
is that what you call it? I've never heard someone describe that as a T-shirt.
Now, Bern, before you give us your next edition of the fun facts, I get a lot of people asking me, where does Bern get all these facts from?
Well,
because
I have
they're
to
very
do,
informative.
I have to do a lot of delving.
Oh, there. Thanks. Yeah. No, I do. I get asked a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
And I say, that well, means they're listening.
Yes, correct. They love it. They love it.
So you're going to...
Are you learning anything, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I do.
You're going to answer
it? Yesterday? What did I say?
You said you delve a lot.
Yeah, I do a lot of research.
Right.
Did I not answer it?
Well, you could have been a little bit more specific. Oh. I thought.
Get off.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, 22nd of June. A couple of big things happened on this day. Now, the Disney classic Lady and the Tramp was released in 1955, can you believe? A few remakes of that, but that was the original. All seen that?
Yeah,
I would have at some
what
stage.
What happened to Jazz?
She was a tramp in a in New York City.
There's a lady
and this wealthy
in a tramp.
And this wealthy businessman takes her under his wing and they fall in love.
Jazz, that's Pretty Woman. It starred Julia Roberts. You really have your wires crossed on this one.
What? I watched it.
Wrong movie.
Lady and the Tramp. He's like, well, there's a tramp and there was a lady and
a
they were on the phone.
He felt sorry for her and they became an item.
In 1986, the hand of God happened, Jazz. You know what that is?
Diego.
Maradona in the FIFA World Cup quarter final put one in the back of the net with his hand and they named it the hand of God.
Wow.
And they ended up being world champions after that too.
Yep.
Big uproar with that. Yeah. You said he reminds a bit you of yourself
no,
a bit.
No, I didn't.
Oh, what did you...
No, not at all.
Pointing again.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I didn't, no.
Oh, I thought you say that a bit.
No, not at all.
Oh, I must have got that wrong. So, yeah. Hey, couple of birthdays as well. Meryl Streep today.
Yeah, she was in Die Hard, yep.
49. She was the Prime Minister in what year, Jazz?
She played Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, God.
And she's one of the great actors of all time.
1953, Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
I'm not playing Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah,
you're
no,
joking.
We're not playing.
Hang on, I love that. Cyndi Lauper, hang on. Blue, give us your phone. I need to get up.
Oh, no, actually, just ring him. It's his ringtone. I think. And 1987, there was a death.
Right.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, he was beautiful.
So we just need to take a moment.
Yeah, he was in Magic Mike.
What a beautiful, beautiful dancer.
He was in The Lion King. Was he just...
You've lost all your Fred Astaire.
I used to play like Fred Astaire.
You know who says Fred Astaire? Oh, there you play like him, not Maradona.
I did, because the way he moved on the stage, his beautiful feet and his
any singer dancing. You played like. Because you say that about Freddie Mercury.
I based my game on Freddie Mercury.
Anyone that's
Rudolph
called Fred.
Rayer,
Freddie
Fred
Mercury.
Astaire. Anyone that's called Fred, I think.
Freddie, what? Yeah, and Fred Astaire and Rudolph Nureyev and Mick Jagger.
So I'm just built... naming anyone in. He's a star. Hey, here's a fact. When shuffling a deck of cards, boys.
Yes.
How many different possible arrangements do you reckon there can be?
Oh, God.
No, I won't get you to guess.
250.
No, there's a lot more than that. I'll give you this fact before I say the number.
Yeah, I've got to go.
There is more possible arrangements when shuffling a deck of cards than there are numbers of stars in the observable universe.
Scheisen.
That is a lot. It is 8... times 10 to the power of 67.
So basically what will happen is if you add that up together and start to get an idea, it's 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7 times 8 times 9 times 10.
67
now,
times.
Even that is just, that doesn't include the royal cards. It doesn't include jokers.
I was going to say.
Nah. And that's only one suit. There are 3,628,800 possible
that's
combinations.
Amazing.
Now, you keep timing that over. Even if you were just times that by 4, you're straight up into 14 million. So it is pretty infinite. Yeah.
There you go. It's so like you know when you're just simply just shuffling cards and you're playing poker or something?
That's a great stat.
It's amazing.
Well done.
I was shocked.
No, you know, that's excellent.
You know the card counters that get banned from the casinos and that? I reckon if I'm good enough to do it, good luck to you.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not illegal, but they frown upon it. So they do have the right.
But
they ask you to leave.
They ask you to leave, but it's not actually illegal. How many times have you been asked to leave a venue, Bernie?
Oh, that's not from card counting.